Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the second part of our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. Now, we kind of touched on it a little bit right there, but, you know, what are some good ways for people to deal with feeling more blue during the colder months? As I know we've spoken before about kind of seasonal depressive disorder. You know, what are some good ways for people if they're just feeling blue simply because it's kind of bleaker outside and it's not as warm?
Well, there's a lot of different resources, and I'm going to mention some and kind of going to go really fast, and you can call Dallas County Health Department to get details. But some of the things, for instance, you can get professional anonymous help by calling Your Life Iowa. There's Make It Okay that we just mentioned that you can search online and find that. The MindSpring Mental Health Alliance provides support to both those experiencing mental health issues and their families. Also, right in Perry at the Dallas County Hospital, there is a group for older adults called Senior Life Solutions to help them deal with chronic illnesses and the drag that can be on your mental health. So again, you can call Dallas County Health Department at 515-993-3750 to get details on these things. And then following up your question about how cold weather months can affect someone's mood, two big things are, first of all, the cold, dark days of an Iowa winter. So that can just really change your mood a lot. So the weather and COVID together can keep us from socializing and getting out. And then secondly, here in the new year, if you have overspent on holiday gifts and food and drinks and entertainment, the result is going to be being short on money in January and February, and that can be very depressing and feel like very hopeless to some people. And of course, the solution to that is to not overspend, but if it's already happened, do contact one of the community groups that can help you with budgeting.
Now, as you kind of talked about a little bit right there, it's going to be New Year's. Of course, we've got Christmas coming up first, but with Christmas and New Year's, that means a lot of celebrating with family and loved ones and friends. And of course, kind of synonymous with these kinds of celebrations is, of course, food. Now, during the holiday season, what are some important reminders for people as it relates to food?
Oh, food is an integral part of our celebrations. One thing I'd encourage everyone to do is make an effort this year to cut down on the full-on sugar feast during the holidays. You know, those patterns of overindulging in high-calorie, low-nutrition food and drink can really set you up for short-term things like headaches, upset stomachs, and long-term effects such as obesity and diabetes. One strategy is before you even go to the party, eat a healthy snack, like a peanut butter sandwich or an apple and a big glass of water. And that way, you won't walk into the party feeling hungry and just attack that snack buffet the minute you walk in.
Now, during the holiday season, what are some of the most common foodborne illnesses people can get throughout the holiday season?
Salmonella continues to be the biggest problem at parties and restaurants even, and it's quite avoidable if everyone is careful about washing their hands after using the bathroom and before preparing food. As a reminder, warm running water and soap work much better than hand sanitizer to destroy salmonella because you're not only killing the germs, you wash them down the drain.
Now, of course, everyone is going to be enjoying their family and loved ones and friends throughout this holiday season. Now, after the holiday season is wrapped up, could there be a spike in COVID-19 after that holiday season?
Given the pattern during the past 2 years that the COVID pandemic has been raging, yes. People, despite lots of advice and so forth, are going to get themselves into social settings that are too crowded and among people that they don't know what their status as far as being infected. And so, you know, just my humble opinion is, yes, we'll have a spike after the holidays.
Now, you kind of talked about it just a little bit earlier, but with this new variant of COVID-19 that is circulating throughout Iowa and the country, are the COVID-19 vaccines and boosters proving to be effective against this new variant of COVID-19?
Yes, the Omicron variant, it seems to be tamped down by the among the fully vaccinated people. However, the interesting thing is you can still carry the variant even though you aren't yourself sick. So that's a caution.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to navigating through kind of this holiday season or anything else in general?
Well, if you have any questions, again, you can call the Dallas County Health Department. We can provide people specific numbers and websites and so forth and help with application processes if you're interested in seeking help for mental illness, or if you're interested in seeking help having to do with being financially overstrapped, just different things like that. Just give us a call. It's free for anybody who lives in Dallas County.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.